I just read this piece on Brian Morrissey's blog over at Brian Morrissey or bmorrissey.typepad.com. And it was from this past week, and it talked about the acquisition of FriendFeed by Facebook. And it talked about the downside of free, and the perspective was really interesting. It talked about the fact that nothing that's free in terms of service is really free. I mean, you're investing a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of content into this service so that the service can become either sellable or can sell ad time based on the content that you're providing. I mean, that's the Google model. Google basically aggregates content and then resells that content as a means of search. And well, that's exactly what FriendFeed was all about. And that's what Facebook really wanted. I mean, Facebook really understands that they are not just about this closed little architecture. They need to go out and index the rest of the web in order to bring social search into fruition. So that's why they went after it. It's an interesting concept because it solidifies for me this idea that nothing that is proposed to be free out there really can be truly free. It's more like a currency exchange. I mean, you know, obviously there are free premiums, free things that you offer, sampling strategies where you hope to get a sale in return for giving people a sample. But that's entirely different. You can't apply that same model to services that are continually free. The services that are continually free need to do some kind of exchange where they say, I will give you bandwidth and I will give you eyeballs and or the tools to get those eyeballs in exchange for your time and your content. In other words, you're still paying. You're paying with something. And I think that's what the FriendFeed people are starting to really understand right now. They paid with their time. They paid with their content to make FriendFeed valuable. And that was the exchange that they made with the company in order to get this valuable service for them instead of paying money. So it's an interesting perspective and one that I'm going to explore on the blog a little bit more this week. Definitely crystallize it for me. I hope it helps everybody else out as well.